what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school soccer on the Coach's Corner today. Very, very busy weekend for high school sports. Baseball, we had 8 games. Carbon played 4, Emory played 4. Both Carbon and Emory opened up the track and field season over the weekend. And we had lots of soccer. We had the boys for both Carbon and Emory at it this past weekend. Emory on the road in St. George. They go 1-2, playing 3 games in 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And joining us right now to talk about that 3-game trek in St. George, we have head coach Troy Winter of the Emory Sporting Boys Squad right now. Coach, a pleasure to get you back on. It's been far too long. I appreciate it.
You betcha, Jordan. I appreciate it as well, too. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure, Coach. And we can start by talking about the first 3 games of the season. You guys had to travel to St. George, but finally got some soccer in. 3 games, come back with a 1-2 record. All in all, go ahead and assess the first three days, of the season for the team.
I actually feel that it was really good. The weather has been not the most, it's not been the best for us. As far as being able to get outside and work out. So cramming 3 games in and basically 3 days taught us a lot about our team, the resilience that they've got. And we've got a fairly young team. So there's some things that we've got to learn and, implement, here relatively quick as the season starts here in the end of this week. But at the end of the weekend, I'm extremely proud and very excited for the season, the way things look for the team and for the boys.
Now, you mentioned a young squad, and you and I had a conversation off of the cuff that you were relying on some seniors that ultimately decided not to play soccer, Coach. And I know that the spring sports season, it's so condensed anyways. You essentially have 2 months to figure things out. It's not like the winter sports season, basketball's 3-4 months. You guys really have to condense it down, and then you take a look at the weather as well. As you said, you've only had a couple of practices outside. And so what are some of the challenges that you're faced with as a coach this year when all those things, you take all those things into consideration?
This is probably actually, other than my very first year of coaching, not knowing a lot of the boys, that it's been extremely hard. Me and my assistant, have looked at players and commented about, having to start, a 10th grader, having to start underclassmen, a 9th grader and a 10th grader, to be able to give us that squad that we needed and stuff. Put that on top of the lack of, field play actually out on the field, trying to do it in a gym, on a basketball court or on an indoor floor, makes it a little bit more challenging. But, all in all, soccer, the game of soccer doesn't change. As coaches, one of the things that we didn't take into consideration as much as others was our conditioning. It was evident, during the weekend that our conditioning wasn't where it needed to be. There's conditioning challenges, touches on the ball challenges, but like I said, all in all, I'm extremely happy with how things went over the weekend, even though it was a 1-2, 1-2 start. We played 2 really good soccer teams, and we played one, program that is still kind of struggling and stuff as well, too. So it gave us an opportunity to work on some technical things that were very, very beneficial.
Well, I was going to ask you, what was the biggest difference between Summit Academy and Para 1? Summit Academy, for those who are unaware, a 2-0 victory for Summit Academy, a 7-1 win over Para 1. Coach, outside of the level of competition, did you notice any difference out on the field from the boys?
I did. There are some boys that really have stepped up their play. They've done some things off season that have really helped us, as a program. There's some players that, have a great love for the game, and they are the leadership and the direction that they're giving is what excited me the most in leading our team and communication with our team, them realizing that we have young players that we have to develop as well too, and they're taking on that role, and it's actually really exciting for me to watch.
Who are some of the younger guys? We don't even have to go to the younger guys. Who are some of the guys on this year's team, Coach, that you're going to have to rely on heavily if the season is ultimately a success?
It's actually going to – we nominated captains, and it's actually going to start with our 3 captains right off the bat. Gage Mangum, Spencer Hadfield and Brock Winter. They're going to actually have to, all three of them are going to have to step up, which they have done, and, you know, be that leadership on the field, and you know, give that direction, keep that excitement going and stuff. And, you know, we have some other juniors that have stepped up that have actually, you know, give us a lot of time last year as well, too. You know, Jacob Bailing, Zach Anderson. There's some youth there. Surprisingly, you know, has stepped forward. We got a ninth grader that's given us some quality minutes. You know, and Alex Puente has actually shown forth some excitement and, you know, getting us going and stuff as well too. Amongst others, I mean, there's quite a few others obviously there that have been, you know, Thomas Johansson, you know, somebody that's just kind of stepped in, learned the game, and gives me 110%. You know, throughout a game and stuff. Once all these pieces come together, like I said, I am super excited about, you know, the leadership that we have, plus the youth coming in and willing to learn and do what them leaders actually, you know, have ready for them. So,
again, we're being joined right now by Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School Soccer Squad. Coach, we'll look at the schedule, and again, with really not a lot of time, not a lot of practice time outside, not a lot of games. I mean, the schedule this week, you guys open up region play. I mean, it comes around that fast.
Correct. We actually go and visit North San Pete on Thursday, which begins our region play. They've got a new coach down there. He's a soccer guy from up north, and, you know, we're familiar with each other. I'm really looking forward to playing him. He's, you know, we're, you know, in similar circumstances. We're in a rural area, and we develop the players that we have, and it's going to be a unique situation. It's going to be a lot of fun to go over them, play them, and, you know, get our region play started. You know, that's what we've told the boys. You know, this last weekend was, you know, just a tune-up to get us, you know, raring and ready to go. They're excited. You know, we've got another preseason game with Gunnison, which is going to be an important game for us as well too, to develop a couple players. And then come Thursday, we'll, you know, region play, and here we go.
Yeah, what's the big emphasis in the Gunnison game tomorrow, Coach? With that being the final non-region game of the season for this team already, what's kind of the big emphasis from the coaching staff?
It's going to be, again, we're going to look at some players that, you know, we got to see a little bit in St. George, make a couple adjustments in practice today, and then give them an opportunity to show what they've got and develop, on Tuesday, see if they can work into, you know, either a starting role or give us significant minutes. You know, something I stress highly is, you know, I might have a starting 11, but that 12th, 13th, and 14th player are extremely critical in a program where, you know, we need key guys to, you know, to come out and take a break, and them guys need to, you know, go in there and step up and give us, whether it be 3 minutes or 8 minutes or, you know, 20 minutes, they need to give us quality time, and that's what we're, you know, going to be developing, you know, against Gunnison as well, too, is that quality minutes from those, you know, varsity players that are going to be subs.
We know it's going to be a tough region, Coach. It is every year. North San Pete, Manti, Grand San Juan, South Sevier, Ridgefield. That's a tough group. And so I guess when you take a look at the region front to back, where does Emory fit in, and who do you see being the front runner in this region?
You know, that's going to be kind of unique. I think that there's a balance. There's getting to become a balance within the region. You know, Manti is always tough. You can't look past them. North San Pete, you know, Grand has got a new coach and some new coaching staff down there. I'm very familiar with them. Recruited some new players to come and play. They're going to be tough. You know, Richfield's going to be tough. We have the potential to be sitting at fifth or to be sitting at first. And I really, you know, I think that's what's going to be so much fun about the region this year. I really feel that we have a good group of boys that, you know, come the end of the season, that region championship, you know, could be ours, you know, as well too. If we go out there and take care of business and, you know, basically do our job, and I think we'll come around, you know, with that region championship. It's there for the taking for us.
Well, I've been thoroughly impressed with the parity throughout the entire 3A classification in all sports. I mean, basketball, football, I thought was highly competitive. Baseball, we know we're going to get a lot of parity. Softball, kind of the same feeling, Coach. Is soccer the same way? I mean, does it fit right into that this season? 3A kind of wide open?
Yep, absolutely. I feel that any one of them, you know, there's a couple teams up in the, you know, the Region 14 that are always standouts, obviously, and stuff, you know, with the situation they have, you know, being up in, you know, in the city and stuff. But I think across the board, it could be anybody's for the taking, to be honest with you. There isn't anybody in this region right here that I wouldn't, you know, count out, because, you know, getting the right run at the right time, it's all about peaking. You know, I think athletics is about peaking at the right time, making sure that your players are developing, and when that peak is, you know, and we've all always traditionally been able to peak at the end of the season and stuff, and which, you know, something that I'm very, you know, grateful for, you know, because the boys, you just work hard and continue to work hard throughout the season and stuff. So it's going to be a fun region.
No, I know ultimately the opening goal is always a region championship, but I think you hit it right on the head, Coach. I mean, if you can get into the postseason, you peak at the end, it's one game from that point on, and that's ultimately what matters.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I, you know, at any given time, you know, the opportunity is there, and that's what I keep preaching to the boys and stuff. You know, we go out and we do our job. You know, it'll actually take care of itself, and, you know, a state championship isn't, you know, something that we should look past and say, no, we're not able to, you know, to achieve that. I most certainly think that we're able to achieve that if we're working together as a team and we all achieve, you know, the goals and the desires that we have. I absolutely believe that we can, you know, we can walk out of there with a state championship for sure.
Now we'll end with this, Coach. Any changes at all to the staff this year?
No, we've actually, myself and Darren Olson, I actually also brought in, you know, Taven Cook, just to kind of come in and help a little bit when he's got time, just periodically with our goalies. He was a huge standout, you know, obviously, you know, for his high school years here with us and stuff. Huge, you know, shoes to fill. And he's got that little bit of goalie experience. So he's, you know, we're just kind of just bringing him in, letting him kind of, you know, wet his feet there and stuff. Nothing official, but he is, he's kind of helped us out. He has a desire to be there and be involved with us and stuff. So,
well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on and start talking some Emory soccer. Best of luck this week on Tuesday and Thursday, and hopefully we'll catch up again next week.
Absolutely. Yep, I appreciate it, Jordan, and I am extremely looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait, Coach. It's a fun time of the year if we can get some games in. I guess that's what's important, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. If we can get the weather to cooperate, I mean, love the moisture. We love the, you know, we need the water, but, yeah, we need it in the mountains right now more than we need it on our field.
Yeah, I agree. Again, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer squad. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll move over to talk NFL football when we return. It's a big week. Free agency will officially kick off in just 2 days, but a lot of, we'll call it pre-snap stuff going on in the NFL. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.